Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 136 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday shorty style. In today's episode, I'm asking the question, do you actually know what the problem is? Huh? Do you? Wait a minute. What problem? And whose problem? Tune into the full episode to find out. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, and welcome back to another episode of Maestro on the Mic. So like the little intro said, today I'm talking about knowing what the heck the problem actually is before you go and offer some solutions, some advice, your own two pennies. So what prompted this episode was I got tagged on my favorite Instagram. I got tagged in a post, and the person who posted the post was asking about social media. They're trying to make a switch and grow their audience on Instagram. They have a huge following in the email world, and they were trying to, or they are trying to, grow and develop the same kind of relationship with an audience on Instagram. And so I got tagged. It was really nice. And, you know, the tag was basically like, hey, you know, Maestro has a resource for this, you know, how to connect with people and not feel all sleazy and have a genuine interaction and a genuinely good experience on Instagram. And so, of course, me being me, I slid into those DMs. But before I did that, I went and read the comments, and I read the person's post, and I read all the other comments on the page, on that post. And the first thing that I noticed was that there was all of this information being offered. And yes, the woman who posted the post, she did ask a question, a few questions. You know, her main question was, do you guys have any tips or tricks? Which, you know, I hate. But do you guys have any tips or tricks for, you know, how to do this Instagram thing? And immediately, people just, you know, they want to help. They just launched into it. And some of these responses were hella long. Some of them were pretty good. Some of them I was like, don't do that. But my first question when I slid into the DMs was, what are you trying to get out of Instagram? Why do you want to be on this? And, you know, what is the issue that you've had with it so far? Because in her post, she specifically said, like, this is not my jam. I don't really like it. And it's really important, just like when we're doing physical therapy, whatever it is that you're practicing, that you know what the problem is before you go and attack it, right? Like, you imagine it's like a car or something. If it was, you know, you heard a rattling or something, you heard a noise, hopefully you wouldn't just go, like, taking the tires off and, like, banging on things and just, like, taking things apart. Right, you have some sort of game plan with things, and you know, try to figure out what exactly is going on before we try and impart solutions. And for those of you keeping with that car analogy, who have taken your car in somewhere, you know, that's exactly what you want. And when they come back and they're like, oh, we fixed this, this, and this, and then your shit is still messed up, you're like, you didn't address the problem, and you charged me a gazillion dollars, right? So this is no different, whether it's us providing any kind of PT services, anything like that, or in this case, providing this woman with solutions. It's super important to ask as many questions as possible. I say it all the time. I say it all the time in my Moving with the Maestro course. My professor back in PT school, Dr. Weaver, shout out to Dr. Weaver. He once said something along the lines of, if you ask the patient enough questions and the right questions, they will tell you exactly what they need, right? If you ask the right questions, if you ask enough questions, that patient will tell you exactly what they need. And I think that's one thing that can be missed. And it comes from a good place. I don't think that people are trying to ignore they're just really eager. People want to help, and people love when they have solutions or when they can offer things and teach people. You know, I went rock climbing today, or, you know, bouldering, and there was this older man there, Fred, just met him today, and there was a problem I couldn't really figure out the hand placement for, and he was so excited to help me out. And we see that across the board. When people know something, when you know something, and you want to share it, right? It comes from a great place. So I don't make you guys feel bad for offering up solutions. I just want to make sure that you've first and foremost figured out what the problem actually is. So if we tie that into, you know, my original world of physical therapy, it becomes really important to ask people, you know, why are you here? What are you hoping to get out of this time together? What do you think is going on? What do you care about? Right? What are you trying to get back to? What moves you? Because, you know, getting 5 degrees of, you know, range of motion probably doesn't mean shit to a lot of these people. Maybe they want to go and be able to walk, you know, go for a walk with their friend every day without having that knee pain. Or they want to be able to bend down to the ground and pick up their grandchild. We always use that example, right? It's like a universal PT example. You want to be able to play with your kids. It's true. Maybe you want to be able to lift your suitcase over your head so that you can put it into the overhead storage bin when you're traveling, right? Things like that. Figure out what people care about. Figure out what their issue that they're coming to you for is preventing them from doing. That's the real problem, right? The problem itself isn't, or the pain itself isn't the real problem. It's what it's limiting that person from doing, right? I'm dealing with knee stuff, and it's actually getting a lot better, and I'm excited to spend some more time with this and really get better and then really be able to promote the program that I've been following. But the problem isn't, like, my knee pain, per se. The problem is that I can't do CrossFit workouts the way that I want to and the way that I feel like I should be able to. That is what I care about getting back to doing. It's not just about the pain. And I think it's really important when we are working with people, especially within the realm of people who have pain, that we're not using pain as our outcome metric. Joe Lavaca, my boy Jojo, if you check out at JoeLavaPT on Instagram, he talks about this all the time, and I love it. I think it's just brilliant, that it's really not a great outcome measure. Right, there's so many other things that we can and should be looking at, and that's going to really come into play during our assessments, right? During the subjective portion of our assessments, and not just the first session, though it really is nice to establish that during the first session, and then we can build on it. But, you know, each session asking these people, what do you care about? What is the actual problem? What is this limiting you from doing? Right, so we can get these people involved, we get them invested, we get them caring about, you know, doing the things that I'm asking them to do. The program that I'm doing right now has a ton of stretching in it, which I didn't love. I love it now because I'm seeing results, right? And it's helping me do the things that I want to do. It's really addressing my true problem. And we're not looking at it from that very biomedical perspective of, like, oh, you have tight muscles and this is what we're going to fix. The problem is that I can't do the stuff that I want to do. And it's allowing me now to be able to do the stuff that I want to do. It is addressing the problem. So I'm going to wrap this up because it is a Thursday shorty. The whole point of this, stemming from that Instagram post that I was tagged in, is I want you to make sure that when you are working with someone, when you're, you know, going to offer advice and solutions and suggestions, make sure that first and foremost, you really know what the problem is. All right, ask all the questions. Speaking of questions, I've given this away before in the past, but it makes sense to give it away now because I'm talking about asking questions. I created a resource quite some time ago. It's like a little ebook, and it outlines my top 5 questions that I think every provider should be asking their patients or clients. I think on the cover it says patients, but it's totally appropriate for, you know, people who have clients and not patients, the same shit, right? So if you're not directly in the healthcare field, it's still totally appropriate, trainers, things like that. So if you want to grab that, the link will be in the show notes. For those of you that can't see the show notes, the link is www.themovementmaestro.com/5 questions. One more time, themovementmaestro.com 5 Like, don't write it out, just the actual number 5 questions. And you'll be able to download it from there. Okay, officially wrapping this up. You guys, as always, are freaking awesome. You leave me reviews, you message me, you DM me. You guys did an awesome job hitting me up last week and letting me know that you were or are, in fact, interested in that pain resource. So I will be working on that, and I'm going to like add, I don't know, 3 more months to this year so that I can complete that. But thank you, right? I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. I appreciate you guys taking the time to reach out. I just appreciate all of you endlessly. Okay, that's all I got for you. Until next time, friends, Maestro.